I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo!
Hey y'all, welcome to Smart Girls Talk. Today we have a brief episode on justification using derivatives and some mental health awareness.
So a justification should always be calculus based.
For the first derivative, you can determine if the intervals where f prime is positive, aka above the x-axis, are the intervals where the function f is increasing.
Or if the intervals for f prime is negative, aka below the x-axis, are the intervals where f is decreasing.
But you can also use the second derivative.
What? Are there like a million derivative justifications?
Yes, but not quite. In calculus, you can sometimes get a higher derivative.
But that's not what we're doing here.
Oh, okay, I was getting overwhelmed.
So, for the second derivative, you can determine if a part of the graph is increasing or decreasing, or if it's concave up or down, based on the positive and negative signs.
Just like sometimes you need to analyze graphs, sometimes you may need to analyze someone's or your actions to see if everything is okay.
Sometimes some things that are happening may seem to be negative, but they actually have positive repercussions, but you still need to learn how to deal with them in a healthy way.
Or you can support others to teach them how to cope in a healthy way too.
Never judge nobody for how they appear to feel, since we never really know what's going on inside their minds.
Exactly. People are not always going to open up, even if we ask, so we should let them know that you're there for them.
Like in calculus, sometimes you have a minimum point.
But it is important to seek help.
And to take care of yourself and others.
And if you don't know how to analyze your feeling, just like I don't know how to analyze graphs.
You don't know! How?
Shh, not the point. It is important to ask for help.
And it is also our responsibility to normalize looking after our mental health.
Because no one should be afraid of asking for help.
That's it for today, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in again.
Adios!
And shout out to Brian Q!